The fall's most kick-ass new drama is about to kick off this Wednesday, October 10th. The highly anticipated new series, All American, premieres on the CW. Suspense and superhero mastermind Greg Berlanti, producer of massive hits like Riverdale and Black Lightning, is now about to kill it in the sports genre as well. This was inspired by a local football hero, Spencer Paysinger. All American is all about a high school football phenom from South Central, similar to myself, who gets recruited to play in Beverly Hills. Tay Diggs, always one of my favorites. He is crushing it. Stay crushing it, Tay Diggs, as the Beverly High football coach, Billy Baker, a former star player in his own right, who sees himself in Spencer. Coming off of two losing seasons, he also sees Spencer as his ticket to job security. Billy promises Spencer the chance to someday go pro and give his family a better life. The relationship between a coach and a player who each have something to lose is the driving force between some pretty intense drama, both good and bad. A classic David versus Goliath story. If you could draft a fantasy football team for fall TV, All American would be in a league of its own. Catch the series premiere of All American this Wednesday, October 10th on the CW. Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Sestrino back here with you to talk about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of October 9th, 2018, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yes, that is right. Here we are back again, News AF, and here I am back in the studio, very excited to be here with the News AF team. And now here with me, a man who had recently told me something very interesting about a future season of Survivor. Please welcome Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I'm doing so good. I don't know if we're supposed to even talk about that yet, Rob, but
no, we're definitely not. Definitely not.
Okay. In case none of that pans out, which it will. I'm playing the lotto today, Mega Million, at a pretty high number. Yes.
Is that Arizona State Lottery or is that some sort of a multi-state?
Mega Millions is nationwide.
Nationwide.
So excluding Danny can get Nevada, Hawaii, Utah.
I'm out.
California?
California's in. I think there's six states total. Mississippi, Alabama, probably. Mm-hmm. And one more. Anyways, somebody will get on and be like, Tyson, you're an idiot. It was Missouri the whole time.
Yeah. Well, luckily, you don't have to name all the states to win.
No, you just have to pay your money.
Just pay your money. And then
I bought five lines of Mega Millions. Nice. When I win this, here's the thing. I'm going to win it because I've got too good of a backstory now. Yeah. I'll tell you why. We had a girl babysit for us who was a friend's daughter. And I said, I'll pay you $20 or I'll buy lotto tickets with this $20 and split the winnings with you 50-50 no matter what.
Yeah.
She took the 20.
The 20 so then I was like, cash.
Yeah. So now smart. I was like, I have to buy lotto tickets now because now this story too good. It's a winning story now where they're like, and I offered half to this girl and she wouldn't take it. So now, you know, I guess I just have to keep it all for myself.
Yeah. Tyson, did I ever tell you about how my father-in-law was in a bunch of people pool that he works with that they asked him if he wanted to be in sort of like the Costco lottery pool. And he said, no, he didn't want to do it. And then they won the jackpot.
Which was how much?
It was, you know, millions and millions of dollars, but it was split between 25 people or something like that.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's 100% true.
Wow. And did he regret it?
He really, it bummed him out for a long time.
Oh, dude. So how much would he have taken? A few hundred K or something?
I think it was maybe only a couple mil. I think it would have been.
A couple meal split between 20 people?
No, I think that would have been his cut, I think.
Oh my God, that is perfect. You don't need more than a couple meal.
Yeah.
Everybody, even the richest people in the world, could use an extra couple meal.
Yeah. Yeah. That was like 8 years ago.
I think some of the richest people, Bezos isn't going to wreck even. He lost a couple million dollars in his couch cushions. He's not even going to care.
Yeah.
No, he still would.
No, I don't think he would.
Worked his whole life to build up the largest company in the world isn't going to scrap for an extra couple mil. He is, dude.
Those guys,
billionaires.
No, those guys lose billions in hours when the stock market doesn't play to their favor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's not on them. They're just doing their best to make it keep growing.
When their brand new yacht crashes into some rocks, they don't even care.
So you're thinking that it's stupid that Amazon's even charging money for products because Bezos is so rich, he should just take them out for free. Is that, that's kind of your
logic? That would be nice because I have a lot of stuff I want to buy.
Yeah, in your wish list.
That's why he started paying all those people $15 an hour just to make everybody stop talking about him.
Yeah.
And of course, a man who wants everybody to be talking about him is Danny Bryson.
Danny Bryson on the tip of all our tongues.
Yeah, I wish I could use that money right now. I just found out that my kid, my oldest, let me back up. You know, you have a perception of how old your kid is, mm-hmm. and then you have like the real, like really how old your kid is. So like you think your kid's just a little kid, and the next thing you know, he's got a girl pregnant. I'm not saying that's what
happened. Whoa.
Danny.
No, oh, that's not what I'm saying.
Mazel tov.
But we view our kids
Grandpa as Danny.
We view our kids as being young, right? And then yes. they go and they do something that's older than you think they're capable
of. And it makes you sad and breaks your heart and makes you feel old all the same time.
This is why I'd like to win the lottery, because last night I got onto my Microsoft email.
Okay.
And I found out that in the last 3 months, my kid has spent $1,000 on Xbox. So it went
$1,000 of whose money?
Of my money.
On what?
And he was doing it secretly, or you gave him access?
No. So I have to put in a code. You know, I have everything with all the passwords and stuff. He must have learned it from me doing it, right? And so he's just been unlocking the Xbox himself when he gets on. And I did know that that also unlocks all the payment options. So once he unlocks it, he has access to all the payments, because it's just like one pass key unlocks everything type mm-hmm. of a deal.
Yeah. So what's he been buying?
Something called, and a lot of people know what these are, I think it's called V-Coins.
V-Coins.
On not PUBG, the other one.
On Fortnite?
Fortnite. So he spent $1,000 on virtual coins.
Yeah.
What
do they do with your V-Coin?
And they're like Bitcoin?
No. I think they're like, that's how you buy products. No,
they're even more worthless, like, I think.
Like, yeah, they're way... If he had put $1,000 into Bitcoin, I would have lost just as much money. But at least V-Coins, he's buying like skins for the game, you know, like new outfits, new weapons. So that's all tangible goods. I really believe with that. But man, I was like, dude, because he started playing the Xbox a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. like 2 years ago, you know, like, and he didn't really know how to get around. And then it was a wake up call, because all of a sudden I open up these emails that I haven't looked at for a while, and they're all receipts for Xbox. And you're like,
he knows how to game.
Now he knows how, get in and to buy stuff. And I'm like, this is the wake up call I need. Now he needs to get a job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I need pay you back. He'll forever be indebted to you now. There's no way he will ever. Basically, you always keep him.
Yeah. We basically said, you're done. Your Christmas is gone. That's ours.
Did
now.
Did you say that?
Yeah. Your Christmas is ours now. Any money you get from anyone is ours. You have to do some work. So we've got him down digging coal under the house, and he'll probably be there for a long time.
Danny, who was more upset, you or your wife?
My wife.
Yes.
Did she get pissed? Like, how pissed?
So mad. Like,
mm-hmm. Yelling and screaming or what?
So if mad is on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being you're so mad, you don't even know what you're doing. Right. Mm-hmm. I was like, a two. Like,
because you seem like, boy, like my son is like so enterprising going out and picking up all these V-Coin skins.
Exactly. I was a two, kind of like, because I you know, I did stuff kind of like
find
that.
The humor in it, though, a little bit. You're like, what a baller.
And also secretly, I was enjoying how upset my wife was.
Why?
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Like, but a sadist.
I was like, oh, hey, come here. I got some news for you.
Sit down. Let me film this.
I gave her a pencil.
It's going to be good news.
I said, here's a pencil and some paper. I want you to write down these totals. And she's like, wait, what are we talking about? It's like, no, just write down the numbers I say to you.
Boy.
And so she was writing them down. And then secretly, I did kind of enjoy that, because she is such a miser.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. You've said.
Like I said to my son, I go, you're lucky. I couldn't buy any of this stuff. Because I would just get shut down.
Yeah.
you did the, you went the around her and went right to the source and just bought it. No asking needed. Mm-hmm. But she, if I was a two, she was probably like a seven.
Okay. But he didn't fully comprehend that he was spending.
Oh, your money. No, that was the best part. So my oldest, who's just turned nine, right?
Okay.
When you yell at him, he defends himself, right? Like he argues with you. And he was totally quiet, like mm-hmm. just eyes wide. Like he knew, he just didn't know how the extent of the damage he had caused. Right.
Okay.
So he knew he'd been buying stuff. He just had no concept of how much it was worth. Yeah. So to him, $1,000 to a 9-year old is basically $1 million. Mm-hmm. So it was like mind blowing to him.
Yeah.
He had spent that much.
Okay.
So, anyway, I saw something.
He went after it, man.
Yeah, I know. He's a go-getter, right? He's going to be successful in life. Mm-hmm. He's perfect for he's all set up for the corporate world.
Yeah.
Spending other people's money, maybe government work. But I could sure use a lottery win right now. That'd make my wife happy. So okay. I'll move down to Arizona.
Yeah, we're going to do a News AF compound. Mm-hmm. I'll build everybody houses. It's going to be in an undisclosed location.
Yeah.
Rob,
I'm in.
Yes.
You guys aren't going to pass up a free house in AZ, right?
I mean, probably not.
Good. That's how I'll get people to hang out with me.
I feel like compounds don't end well, Tyson. A compound that
is going to have a good run, Danny.
They've got a bad run.
It'll have a good run. It's going to be fine until us, the three godheads die off and then everything starts going ski wampus as our children take over and take it in a more radical direction.
That's when the ATF shows up.
Yeah, because that's usually how it goes too. It's the first generation can hold it together. It's the second generation that really lets it all go to their head.
Okay. All right. Let's get into, we have so many news stories to get to today that we hit the jackpot of news this week since the last time that we've been on. So why don't we start off with this story out of Hilton Head, South Carolina, the hotbed of so much news in 2018. Everybody's mm-hmm. talking about that Hilton Head. And here is something very unusual, Danny. A mystery object has washed ashore in South Carolina, and nobody knows exactly what this thing is.
The thing that strikes me most with this story is how everybody goes whenever there's a mystery object, and the ocean does produce a lot of mystery objects. People jump right to alien, which yes. says a lot about how much we want aliens to be real. Mm-hmm. This, however, I mean, some of the sea creatures that wash up look more alien, and octopuses look more alien than this. This looks human.
You think this looks like it was made by humans?
Yes. This looks like it was man-made, meaning human-made. And it doesn't look foamy. I don't know what they're talking about with the foam. It looks like a giant chunk of cement.
It looks like cement, but I think when you touch it, it feels soft.
So if it is soft, here's my theory. So they're saying it could be space junk or something. It could be, but it could also be like the interior of a boat hull or something. They probably have foamy.
Boat hull?
Hull. H-U-L-L.
Oh.
Hull.
Oh, okay.
I feel like Danny's boat hull.
They probably have foamy stuff to hold the boat up to keep it even more buoyant, right? Mm,
yeah.
So yeah, but why does it has a giant hole in it, like a shaped hole, not something that was knocked out, but something that was made to be a hole.
Yeah, it could be any. I'm going with the interior of a boat somewhere.
Is it the Chinese space station?
It could be.
A piece of the Chinese space station.
Some theories are speculating that it's actually a part of the Challenger space shuttle.
Really?
Yeah. If you read down that article, did you guys not even speed read that article?
It's a part of the space shuttle Challenger that blew up about 30 years ago. Looks like a rocket nozzle to me, wrote Jim Elrod on the Mammal Network Facebook page. But I don't know if any of these people are experts. I think they're just Facebook commenters. Like, for instance, the woman.
Here's the way you have to live your life.
Yeah.
Either everybody's an expert or nobody is. Are you a skeptic or a believer? Those are the, with all the information that's out there right now, those are the only two directions you can go.
Yeah. Another woman wrote, I saw it on my morning walk. And she said, I assume it was a buoy, but it also could be the remains of an alien spaceship.
What? How do you go from a buoy?
I mean, it could be a buoy, but it also could be a spaceship.
She's covering all her bases.
Yeah. And everything in between. Did she say that at the end?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So interesting. Danny, do you think that we should be keeping an eye on the Eastern Seaboard for more alien activity right now?
Definitely.
On that scale of 1 to 10, how heightened are your senses?
If there is going to be an attack, it makes the most sense for them to attack the Eastern Seaboard.
Why?
Yeah. Stay east, because the east is the most vulnerable, and that's where they're going to want to stay.
The government is over there.
Tyson, are you trying to trick the aliens into attacking the East Coast?
No, I would definitely go after the East Coast. It's moist. It's better for your skin with the humidity.
Yep.
It's better for your hair. It's better for in every manner. Mm-hmm. I would never come out to the West Coast for anything, except for maybe Portland.
You know, that's interesting, Tyson. You said the aliens might have long, luscious locks of hair. You know, you indicated that by saying that it's better for the hair. Mm-hmm. Not often are aliens depicted with beautiful locks of hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, how amazing would it be if they came out of the ship and they had that shiny, translucent skin and then just the most fabulous hair, like Tyson style hair, just blended, flowing, shiny, and healthy.
Yeah.
We came here.
But with no body hair at all, and they didn't even have to shave because they're more advanced than us.
Of course.
And their selective breeding throughout the millennium has, produced a completely hairless, except for tons of hair on the head.
Uh-huh. Just for the record, the ocean is the world's garbage as far as toilet, as far as I can tell.
The world's landfill.
It's like all sorts of stuff. NASA is disregarding stuff into the ocean. Mm-hmm. Everybody's just throwing stuff in the ocean. So it's just after a huge storm, that's when the big objects get washed up on the shore. And you can see that if you look at the article, there's like another huge couple hundred gallon drum tank that washed up. And I read a book once about hurricanes and just the massive things they can deposit. So this is just our big garbage.
So you think that this was connected to the hurricane that hit the Carolinas recently?
Yeah, of course. That's how you move those big objects back onto the beach. Okay. All the plastic bottles, those are easy to get back to the beach. But this stuff takes extra work from Mother Nature.
All right. Well, let's talk about another mystery going on, especially interesting this time of year. Down in Virginia, it was recently been quite a mystery. As
down in Virginia, is Virginia south?
I mean,
and it's south of some.
It's south. It is south of some. maybe north of my current location, but. A elementary school called the authorities as a skeleton was found on the school grounds. But the question is it a real skeleton or is it a Halloween decoration, Danny?
A tough time for forensic scientists. Mm.
Do they tell us immediately the article? Because I bet it's not that hard to determine. If it's
no, they still don't know. They're testing. They're testing
it. Pick up the bone and put it in your mouth and just bite down on it,
or saw it in half and look at it and see if it's bone or if it's plastic.
They don't know. They still don't know.
This is so weird to me that they can't figure it out.
This was as of Monday, so maybe later on in the day today, on Tuesday, we will get confirmation of whether this is a real skeleton. No, I think
those forensic things can take months and months sometimes.
No, this says the law enforcement described it as a joke and that the remains were a Halloween skull with a mustache painted on it. Mm-hmm. I don't think the mustache stays after death. I think that decays with the skin. I wish that wasn't true, but
the hair does stay around, can stay around for a long time. So maybe if it's in that stage where the hair's still there and the skin's still pulled tightly around the skull a little bit, the mustache could definitely still be there.
If the skin's there, the stash could be there. So that's what you're saying, right?
There is a county supervisor that's saying it was the Halloween decoration, but can we believe them, Danny?
Oh, you think this is a conspiracy to cover up a murder he committed?
I mean, isn't that the perfect crime right now, of that you murder someone and then leave their skeleton out in front of your house and say it was a Halloween decoration?
Almost too perfect.
Yeah, that's I saw a Netflix show that's coming out that's kind of based on that idea. The guy's getting away with murder because it's Halloween. He's dragging a body around and nobody seems to care.
One night a year, you can get away with something like that.
What's it called?
I saw the trailer and decided not to watch it. Let's just call it I Dragged a Body Around on Halloween show.
Yeah.
Not a creative title.
Yeah.
That's what I think it should be called.
So right now, the police are still awaiting these results.
How are they? They had a mustache on it. What results are they waiting for?
That's what I'm telling you, Danny. I've been saying this from the get-go, and you guys are like, no, it takes time. I was like, saw that thing in half and look inside it. Yeah, you should be able to tell the difference.
This is from the article. So far, the results have not been released as to whether the remains are human. And the person they talked to said that the department does not want to speculate regarding their origin. So there still seems to be some confusion, Danny.
Well, feel free to contact Tyson. He's willing to speculate.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not going to speculate. Give me the bone. I'll saw it in half and be able to tell you immediately.
Yeah. Could be a good Halloween decoration, Tyson.
It could be. I mean, and bones are a perfect Halloween decoration. So maybe you just, they found them at an ancient burial, sacred burial site and laid them out on display for with the intention of returning them back to the site after Halloween.
So they have this thing. It's a new trend called extreme taxidermy.
Oh, taxidermy.
And it's where it has to do with human remains. Like people do, like we did a story about a guy in Puerto Rico who got set up at his poker table. Like that was his final position. I wonder if you could do something where they wheel you out. They wheel you out every Halloween and they have your skull like connected with wires and like they put you up. Would that be legal?
I don't know. I don't think you want to be remembered as like Halloween decoration.
You would.
It would be cool.
So you can do extreme taxidermy. So this guy, is he in a sarcophagus or how is he?
No, he's in his like.
Poker. Yeah, we did. I remember seeing the picture.
But what does he do? His family's just going to keep him there?
Yeah. For now. And it's not uncommon. There was a story about a guy, and you'll have to look this up, at a college who asked to be wheeled out once a year. And he was stuffed up and taxidermied. I think in the story, his head was separated from his body. But anyway, he was wheeled out every year for some event and then he was put back.
I want, when you said extreme taxidermy, my mind went a different way. And I was like, oh, I'd have my arms sewn where my legs are and my legs put to where my arms are. And then.
Hey, how about this? How about we take all our bodies, do extreme taxidermy, and turn ourselves into a three-headed human spider?
Oh, my God.
Terrifying. And they take us out every Halloween. Do we need
a fourth person to be a spider?
Yeah, we're close enough.
No, we don't need a fourth person to be a spider. Spiders only have eight legs.
So is somebody's arms going to double as legs?
Yeah. We're going to actually do something. We're going to use all of them because there's three of us, three times four is 12. We're going to do a 12-footed spider, even though that's not a thing. And now only one of us has to keep their torsos fit, which is Danny or Rob. I don't care. I don't want to exercise that much. So one of you guys keep fit so that we can look dope.
It'll be pretty cool. And then we have our families. We put it in our will. Every Halloween, we want to be taken out, the human spider.
Yeah, and reanimated.
I'm out. I don't want this.
You don't want to be reanimated just for a day?
No.
Just us three pals?
Just mechanized?
What if I die like pretty early? Then you guys are going to have to be attached to my like rotting remains, or you guys have to just go under the knife for immediate surgery. Extreme taxidermy.
Let's get out of this. Let's get out of extreme taxidermy and talk about something even more disgusting. Little Caesars.
Have you had their Italian cheese bread?
No.
It's good.
Is it crazy bread? Is that what they have?
No, it's different from crazy bread. It's cheese bread with spices on it.
Yeah. You'd love it. Little Caesars pizza is under controversy. This is from people.com is talking about a viral Twitter video.
Is it Steve Helling?
It was not written by Steve Helling, I don't believe.
Okay.
Where it was shown that Little Caesars is serving DiGiorno pizza and trying to claim it as its own, Tyson.
Who would have ever guessed that DiGiorno could be passed off as legitimate pizza? I always thought that was just a clever advertising scheme by them, but I've never tried DiGiorno, to be fair.
Yeah. Danny, I'll be honest. I'd rather have a DiGiorno than a Little Caesars pizza.
That's what I was thinking. If my wife went to go get Little Caesars,
yeah,
came back and there was DiGiorno, I would know.
I would. Like,
wow, this is not flat and cardboard textured. It actually has some volume to it, a little bit of girth,
some puffiness,
some meaty girth, some puffiness. I think I would know the difference.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to try and eat DiGiorno tonight. I'm going to go get one.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, why does DiGiorno want to say it's not delivery? It's DiGiorno. That's their whole pitch line, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that was in the 80s when everybody assumed the finest meal you could have in America was delivery pizza.
Yeah. It's like you want to trick people. Sense.
Yeah.
Like, let me have some of this delicious delivery pizza. I don't want some crappy pizza that you just took out of the freezer. Like, shit. Yeah. Guess what?
Guys, it's DiGiorno. What?
Yeah. So, dude. Yeah. What they're claiming from Little Caesars is that there was a mistake that was made, Tyson.
On the pizza?
Yes.
So they ruined all their inventory for making pizza. So they just went and bought a ton of DiGiorno and sold them.
What they're claiming is that there was a nearby Kmart that had DiGiorno's that were in their freezer that were expiring. And then they moved them to Little Caesars because they needed room in the freezer. And then they accidentally took out the DiGiorno's at Little Caesars.
Does Kmart own?
It's kind of strange.
Does Kmart own Little Caesars?
No, but I kind of feel like that it's not uncommon to see one in there, right?
To see a Little Caesars in a Kmart?
Yeah, I think so, right?
I have
like seeing a Taco Bell and an A&W together, or Taco Bell pairs up with all sorts of people. So
Taco Bells are in Target sometimes and stuff, but I thought Kmarts were out of business, to be fair.
No, that's Sears.
Okay. They will be if they're managing their frozen goods like this.
I mean, they will be because they're a retail store.
Right.
So
what are we going to do with all those gigantic buildings?
Turn them into escape rooms.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's a big problem. Like all these malls are closing and they don't know what to do. And they need to like millennials want experiences, not more stuff.
Yeah. So that's escape rooms, virtual reality experiences,
right?
Brothels, robot brothels, yep.
Gyms.
All of those are great experiences.
Gyms,
CrossFit gyms,
Orange Theory fitness gyms, P90X gyms.
Yep. You don't need to go to a P90X gym. You could just do it at your house.
Well, we just came up with a new business plan.
A place for Tyson to store all his Ferraris after he wins the lottery.
Yeah.
Ferraris with tank wheels.
That's the most practical Ferrari around.
Yeah. Before we get to the next story, let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hey, those are our friends.
I hope it's DiGiorno.
No, not DiGiorno. True Car. And they have some tips that you might not be aware of. Tyson, guess what would be a great thing to use to clean the interior of your car? Do you have any guesses?
Just off the top of my head, I usually use olive oil and dabbed on a rag.
Yeah, a coffee filter. That's right.
What?
That's right. Yeah. You can also take the excess weight out of your car to improve its gas mileage. And you can also use your keychain remote right underneath your chin to increase its range. You might not also know this tip. True Car can help you get a great deal on a used car as well. That's right. True Car is not just for buying a new car. With their new certified dealer network and nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars, you'll enjoy real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler buying experience, whether you buy new or used. And with True Car, you can see what other people paid, so you'll know if you're getting a good deal before you buy. You'll also be more likely to enjoy a faster buying experience when you connect with a True Car certified dealer. So when you're ready to buy a new or used car, check out True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features are not available in all states. All right, let's get back to the news.
The heaviest thing in a person's car is usually the gas.
Mm-hmm.
So if you leave the gas out of it to save gas mileage.
Smart.
It's very smart.
Okay. Let's talk about Bagelgate. Bagelgate is happening. Apple has a new emoji for bagel and people are not happy about it. Danny, can you guess why?
Because it looks like something they'd serve in prison.
Yep. Does not look like a good bagel.
And New Yorkers are mad.
Like yes.
Look at it.
But is everybody else okay with it?
No, I would never eat a bagel like that.
Yeah, but you're in New York.
I'm not in New York.
You're a New Yorker.
Because I know what a good bagel is.
That's what I'm saying. You're a New Yorker. You're pissed.
Yeah, I am pissed. This is like some sort of a store-bought frozen bagel that you'd get on a Southwest flight, Tyson.
Oh, those are the worst, dude. Too dry, etc. Yeah. Did you know that my family growing up was actually kind of bagel snobs?
Oh, really?
Yeah. My mom would never buy those bagels that were in the stack of 10 in the bread bag.
Yeah. My kids don't know any better. I give them to them.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
And you're still mad about this emoji?
Yes.
Even though your kids would be perfectly fine with it.
Yeah, I guess so. But they're dumb. They don't know anything.
Yeah, but they're not going to know anything if you just like are willy-nilly about your morals when it comes to bagel choosing.
Mm-hmm.
Look, you can't stand firm on bagel emojis, then where can you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or bagels. So I'm not upset about it. I think we have too many emojis as is.
We do have too many emoji. I think that they should take, what's it called when you take one of some of the baseball teams away? Detract them? Contract them. Contract the emojis.
Because here's the thing. Like, if somebody texted you, I want and sent this emoji, I'd just make an executive decision and get an English muffin.
A prostitute?
Yes. What is that? A prostitute?
I'm with you, Tyson. Plus, as if we don't have enough things to be upset about. People are on the prowl looking for more things to be mad about. They've got this bagel on their mind. They can't shake it.
You think the government put this bagel out so that distracts us from what's really going on?
Probably. Yeah. Now, this is not the only controversy about this disgusting bagel. Philadelphia cream cheese has started its own change.org petition to add cream cheese to this disgusting bagel, Danny.
What would that look like? Let me close my eyes and imagine.
The only thing that can make a disgusting bagel more disgusting.
Yeah, is cream cheese?
Yes.
Let me see. So here's
A bagel right there.
Yeah, those are real bagels. Here's the change.org petition. If you can see, 1,035 people have signed the petition to get cream cheese added to the bagel emoji.
And 1,036 people work for Philadelphia Cream Cheese.
Right. They are looking to get 30,000 signatures to be able to show Apple that the current dry, sad bagel emoji is unacceptable and needs to be updated to reflect the real thing, a bagel with a smear of cream cheese.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, isn't the internet just amazing? You could waste your time doing.
So Philadelphia Cream Cheese is counting on you.
How many people do you think they put on this project at Philadelphia Cream Cheese?
1,054.
They shut down the whole operation.
There's 1,054. We are not manufacturing any more cream cheese until.
Mm-hmm. Could they just have a cream cheese emoji, Tyson?
Yeah, they could, but it would just be about a box of Philadelphia
cream cheese. It would look too much like a white type of butter.
Bet that the CEO at Philadelphia is like this old dude, and he's like, I don't even know if we could manufacture enough cream cheese to cover all the emojis on everybody's phone. And they're like, that's not how any technology works.
They're behind the times. They don't know.
An apple is making bagels?
What? An apple bagel is disgusting.
We tried an apple bagel a long time ago. A, it's disgusting, and B, cream cheese does not go on an apple bagel.
All right, Danny, tell me if this is an affliction that you are concerned about. Have you ever been treated for Netflix addiction?
I need treatment. I did just binge watch two series.
Which ones?
Over the last month.
Let me guess.
Go.
The Great British Bake Off.
Mm-hmm. actually, not me. That's my wife's addiction.
Okay.
But I watched Maniac.
Oh, was it good?
It starts off slow, but finishes strong. It's a quirky show.
One of those homework ones where you're just trying to push through so that you can.
Yeah, I tell people, get through the first two episodes.
Okay.
And then if you don't like it, at the end of the third, it's not for you.
Okay. I wish I was this stalwart on my homework when I was younger in school. Where it's like, just get through 2 or 3 hours of it. Mm-hmm. And once you're at that point, you absolutely love it, go ahead and stop.
If I could be that dedicated to anything in my life.
Oh my gosh, I know, dude.
You'd be so productive.
Mundane shows that I'm just like, oh my God, I gotta push through. I've already watched 3 episodes. I gotta watch 8 more seasons of this.
I am less addicted than my wife because I can draw the line. Like, no. Like, we've been watching Castle Rock on Hulu.
Yeah.
Also a pretty good show.
Yep.
And I've been able to say, no, let's go to bed.
Good.
You know, sometimes you just have to draw the line somewhere, or else you find yourself at 2 in the morning, your eyes hurt, they're bloodshot, and you just think about how your kids are going to wake you up in like 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah. So what's the other one you've been binge watching?
Oh, is Castle Rock.
Okay.
We binge watched it, and then I finally put my foot down. So
Castle Rock is on Hulu, right? So you don't have to worry about that.
I think Netflix is a generic term for all of these streaming
services. Yeah.
Okay. Well, in this particular case,
Frisbee.
Yeah, that's the brand name. So somebody who actually is a Netflix super user watches more than 7 hours a day of Netflix in India has checked into the National Institute of Mental Health and Neurosciences in Bangalore because of that. He's unable to escape the reality of being unemployed for 6 months.
Man, what is he watching? There's not that much good content.
No, but you just watch everything, dude. And they're always coming out with new stuff.
So he has been able to escape the pressures of family and trying to find a job. And he's forgetting all of his problems and deriving immense pleasure from it. Tyson, is this actually a Netflix commercial?
Yeah, this sounds like it's not that bad. He's actually happier than he's ever been watching 7 hours of Netflix every single day. And you too, for the low, low price of $10.99. Next month, it's $15.99.
Yeah. Because
can enjoy all of this.
Isn't Hulu, I watched a Hulu commercial yesterday and they were talking about like, whatever you do, don't watch Hulu. It's going to ruin everything for you because you'll only be able to enjoy Hulu. Everything else will be terrible. And it's the only way you'll be happy is watching Hulu. So trust us, don't watch it.
Let me just counter that commercial by saying Hulu is the worst of all the services.
I thought you watched Castle Rock.
I did, but I hate Hulu. I keep telling the wife to cancel it because the commercials, that crashes constantly.
Just pay for the exact same amount that you would on Netflix and you get it commercial free.
Netflix is commercial free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Hulu with commercials is cheaper than Netflix.
Can't change my mind. I hate Hulu.
Hulu but does
if you are willing to pay the same price as you are paying for Netflix, you'll get the commercial free version of Hulu.
The difference is that there are some shows that go like directly to Hulu, whereas like if you missed a show, it'll be on Hulu the next day, where Netflix
Bachelor in Paradise, Bachelor, a lot of these reality TV
Comedy Central stuff.
And I watch those all commercial free on my Hulu account.
I get that, but I'm saying I hate Hulu the most. All right. It might have decent content, but just as a service, it's the worst.
Its interface is pretty terrible.
Sucks so bad.
Being honest.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's talk about.
But if they're going to pay me to, hype them up, I love Hulu.
This guy would not have a Netflix addiction on Hulu because it crashes so often.
Isn't that a good thing, Danny?
What he wanted to watch.
It's intentional that built Hulu in, crashes.
Right? Netflix, you can just have an uninterrupted experience for 7 hours. Hulu gives you breaks.
Hulu's designed by Michelle Obama to make sure we get outside and get our exercise.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like your smartwatch tells you, okay, time to stand up. Time to stop watching Hulu for a little bit.
14 hours of exercise when all actuality you only stood up 14 times.
And when my watch tells me to stand up or breathe, I actually go the opposite way. I'm like, no way my watch is telling me what to do.
Steve Jobs trying to control my life from beyond the grave. Fat chance, dog.
Don't think so. All right. Let's talk about this story. Let's check in with our friends in Florida. And a Florida gas station has had to post a warning on the gas station microwave, telling the gas station patrons, do not warm your urine in my microwave.
Okay.
They're on the golden diet.
Okay.
You think they're drinking this? No, that's for their parole officer.
Yes. Well, this is the issue. So. The owner of this gas station is sick and tired of people walking into his gas station. And ironically, the convenience store is called On the Fly. convenience store. So maybe people think that, yeah, that basically, that on the fly, that's some sort of something urine related. And they are warming their containers of urine because the store is within walking distance of two drug testing labs. The one is saying that they don't collect samples for drug tests.
I think the, I wonder if a microwave would destroy some of that stuff on a molecular level.
That's
and
a
then
good
you,
point.
Yeah, maybe that's also a thing.
I wonder if standing in front of a microwave as it heats your piss is like a life changing moment. Like, what has brought me to
that rock bottom?
You're like, oh yeah, rock bottom. I'm heating piss in a microwave at a gas station.
At a gas station. Right.
What have I
with
done
a sign
in my life?
That says, please don't warm your urine in my microwave.
Yeah. Well, and back it up, Danny. Before that, you asked somebody else to pee in a cup for you.
Outside for $5 a homeless.
In a dark alleyway.
And now you're walking around with a container of someone else's urine to a convenience store. That here's somehow you know has a microwave for using. You must be on some sort of a message board.
This even goes deeper than that, Rob, because how would you know how long to put a cup of urine in the microwave? If you as a person know how long to put a cup of urine on in the microwave for, then you've made some bad decisions.
You know
life.
All the angles. Yeah.
Yeah, again, if you're like, you have to do 6 seconds because that's exactly 98.6 degrees. Any more and that thing is going to get boiling. Any less and it's not going to feel warm enough.
Jumping through all these hoops just because you're addicted to Netflix.
Is that what they're testing for? They're testing your urine for Netflix addiction?
They're like, oh, this is the urine of a man who's sat for seven or more hours.
How many hours a day? Atomic Sausage in the chat wants to know, maybe the gas station is also a Greyhound stop. Is that possible, Danny?
Oh, yeah, that... It's probably,
yeah.
I mean, if you're on the Greyhounding list, it might be one of the only convenience stores you're allowed in.
Yeah.
Why don't they do like a $2 charge for the urine microwave and have a separate
good idea, Tyson.
Yeah.
Turn that frown upside down.
That's something. Or maybe they could have like some sort of like a baby bottle warmer, Tyson, instead of the microwave.
Yeah, but still they'd need to charge. You'd need to charge them because you don't actually want people to use it for their urine, but if they're going to, you're going to make them pay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe they could just have, you know, warm urine on site where it's like, you know, they have like a whole container where it's like, you know, male urine, female urine, just take it to go.
Also a good idea. Yeah. That is I like that.
Even better. Yeah. So you have all your employees' urine just be like filtered into.
We're just enterprising, you know, we're just trying to think, you know, instead of just like, you know, closing the establishment, everybody who needs to get their, you know, other people's urine warmed, we're coming
it's
up.
It's not
with,
that offensive. To have that on like the countertop because they already have the urine-y looking jar of pickles there. Mm-hmm. So just have next to that just the
Just sell it in the bathroom in a vending machine.
Okay, how about this? Oh, okay, let's go the other way. Let's get the police involved. Okay, and then let's just $100 an anonymous tip. Let's tell the police about all the people trying to warm their urine before they go to their drug test.
Actually, that's a good idea. No, you just solved their problem. Put a video camera right there.
On the microwave.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
Okay, good.
We have so many solutions. We're solutions men, guys.
Yeah. We're figuring it all out.
Yeah. All right. If we owned this convenience store, there's no way in hell any one of us would take the time to enact any of these genius ideas we've had because we're all idea men.
Mm-hmm. That's where the sloth terrarium comes in. Let's talk about another urine related story. This one comes from a national park in Washington's Olympic National Park. They have a big problem where aggressive goats have become addicted to human urine, Danny.
Mm. Makes sense, actually.
Now,
salty, lots of minerals, plus, some other great drugs.
As middle-aged single women are addicted to cat urine, so are mountain to all human urine.
They're saying that there is a lot of salt and minerals there in the hiker urine, Danny.
Yeah, it's something these people in Florida already knew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the goats are discovering it for
now,
the first
Tyson,
time.
So
do you think it's Florida urine specifically because they have extra compounds in there that a lot of people don't have in their urine?
Yeah, so let me point something out, Rob. Yeah. So let me point something out. I read a long time ago that part of the problem is a lot of our waterways are becoming polluted because of all the drugs human take and then pee, and then they find their, it finds its way out into the ocean. What if it's not just the salt, but like all of the drugs that humans consume that
opioids,
they're getting high off of?
Right.
Yeah. It could easily be.
Maybe.
I mean, salt's great, but I mean, the ghosts can probably find salt in numerous places around the park, but where else can they get a salt plus a pick me up?
Yeah, yeah. Plus a healthy dose of Adderall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Because they're not just, you know, looking for it and, you know, being like nice about it. These goats are getting aggressive, Tyson.
They're That's chomping real. Dongs.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, I don't know if they're going to the tap.
That's real drug addict behavior. That's why I don't think
it really is.
I think it's got to be the drugs in the urine, because they're acting like total. Next thing we know, they're going to be stealing checkbooks out of cars, and driver's licenses.
They're going to be stealing their parents' stereos to sell to their friends. Sell
at pawn shops, and the pawn shops pretend like, oh yeah, this didn't come stolen from this drug addict.
Yeah. So if any of our listeners are going to be visiting Washington's Olympic National Park, they're warned to not urinate on the park trails.
And also don't go into the bathrooms without knocking first, because the sight you'll be greeted to.
Oh, my gosh, dude. A mountain goat with a spoon and a lighter.
Yeah, shoot a group of mountain goats shooting up in the park toilets.
Yeah. Tyson, do they need to start testing the mountain goats for urine addiction? Can they? Should they be testing their urine?
I think they should be testing their urine for PEDs, and then also they should
performance enhancing drugs.
Because you never know what you're going to get there. And then on top of that, maybe they need to go to rehab for their urine addiction.
Go to rehab.
Yeah. Go to rehab. That's the name of the documentary we're going to make about these mountain goats.
They tried to make me go to rehab.
Yeah.
What was that show where they intervention?
Yes.
Right. So maybe it's time to stage an intervention with these goats.
All right. Let's talk about our worst airline passenger of the week. And this is a good one. We had one story and we had to bump it because this one was so good. The worst airline passenger of the week. His name is Thang Sang.
Thang Sang in the house.
Thang Sang in the house. And he was on a flight from Honolulu to San Francisco, where he took off and then stripped off and then locked himself in the bathroom and then came out. Doused in what the story is reporting as a mystery liquid. let me see if I can, if you can see this video.
Favorite part of my story is the mystery liquid.
Yeah. So Thang Sang, he came out of the bathroom and he's doused in mystery liquid. Let's see if we can get a shot of him here in this video. He comes out very shiny and greasy. And nobody knows exactly why. I think this is the video of him being arrested.
I like how he's wearing his beanie, though, because it can get cold on an airplane. So when you're coating yourself with a mystery fluid, you want to at least keep your head warm.
Right? Yes.
You don't want to be uncomfortable when coating yourself with mystery fluid.
Yeah. Nobody knows exactly what's going on. Tyson, you have any ideas on what could the mystery liquid have been?
From the bathroom?
Yeah.
And you're saying it's shimmery, shinery.
Yes, very shiny.
It's the hand soap.
Hand soap. Okay, that's possible. I
but
do
that
feel
would
like
just his whole body, or just like a smear about around his belly button area.
His whole body.
Yeah, I feel like that's more of a foam, though.
Dude, listen to this. You get the hand soap. You cover your naked body. Nobody can tackle you. You're too slippery. You're pulling an ender in Ender's Game.
It's actually a pretty good strategy if you're greyhounding on an airplane. You don't want to get arrested at the end of your greyhounding.
Yeah, it's the only way that you might get away.
Yeah,
it's a perfect solution.
Yeah. Well, what was the solution?
Well, I think Tyson says soap, but I don't think that would be a mystery fluid because it would smell like the soap and people would be like, no, he was covered in soap.
Yeah. Look how shiny he is in this picture, Tyson. I don't think it's the airplane soap tends to come out more of a foam.
Mm-hmm. That's also true.
Unless he lathered up, maybe.
Yeah,
well, we know that
I think once you smear it, the bubble foaminess will go down from it. But I mean, you're thinking it's ejaculate.
No, definitely not. I mean, this would be
unless this guy is like Guinness Book of World Records.
This guy has quite a career ahead of him. The
water would just evaporate, so it wouldn't be all shimmery shiny. Did he take some type of oil into?
Yes, that's what Rob thought.
Yeah, Danny and I talked about this before the show started. My speculation was baby oil, because a little bit goes a long way. But Danny thought that, you know, FAA regulations say you can only bring 3 ounces of a liquid that could
be. 3 ounces would be enough to coat your body with
baby oil. I think that's why Rob is probably right. And plus, the guy's probably just dry. It's dry in those airplanes.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh my gosh, I'm so itchy right now because I'm so dry.
Get all ashy.
Yeah. I brought my baby oil. He was lubing up. And then it just maybe he got interrupted, had to exit all lubed and naked, unexpected.
Yeah.
Yeah, they kept
some turbulence, and they were like, please get back to your seat. And he was like, oh, this is my first time flying. I got to get out of here immediately. Ignoring every single thing an airplane tells you to do.
Danny, what do you think about this look where he is naked? Is he fully naked, or was he wearing some sort of in his underwear? He's got a hat on. What's with the ski hat?
So, like I said, he's trying to stay warm while he lubes up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you lose a lot of body heat without the hat.
I felt like I saw a picture earlier.
So he's shirtless.
No, it looked like boxers.
Okay.
It looked like he was wearing boxers, and that's kind of what you're seeing in that image. He's grabbing his junk, though.
Is he? Is he? Or maybe it's just for
look
like
at his hand.
You know, an awkward pose. According to accounts on the plane, we saw a man exiting the restroom appearing to be soaking wet. I was trying to be silly with my girls because they were as confused as I was. This man is kicking and shouting. The police have weapons on him. They were scuffling in between 3 feet, the 3 feet over aisle and over multiple seats and children. So the police had to come on and then remove him.
You know, this is actually a good point. They should probably make the aisle a little larger so that the police have easier access to all these greyhounders.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's just hard to grapple with someone in such a confined space. If there's going to be fighting, especially with people lubed up, you gotta allow for more space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, did they land the plane? Have to have an emergency? This all happened before the flight took off. This was a flight scheduled from Honolulu to San Francisco. So thankfully,
I know what
this.
It was.
Yeah.
I don't know what the liquid was, but I know what this guy's game plan was. Maybe he was one of the homeless people from Hawaii that they were shipping back to the mainland for free, like they like to do.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh, you're not going to get rid of me that easy. Because let's face it, if you're without a home, and you're willing to live outside, Hawaii is one of the most ideal locations.
Oh, so he didn't want to leave Hawaii.
Yeah.
Okay.
This ensures that he gets to stay in Hawaii.
Okay. So they tried to make him leave. What did they just, they put you on a plane and they say, okay, go to San Francisco.
Hawaii, the Hawaiian government for a little while was offering a deal to homeless people where they would purchase a one-way ticket to anywhere that they wanted to go in the mainland, as long as they, like, I don't know if they contractually had them like agree to not return to Hawaii, or if they just assumed that they wouldn't be able to afford a ticket back to Hawaii once they got to the mainland or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But this was an actual program they were running for a little while.
Okay.
The thing is, unfortunately, Hawaii can't access Greyhounds to send people back.
Yes. This is the only way they can get rid of.
Until we build the channel.
The channel.
Yeah, the Great Pacific Channel.
How far is Hawaii? 18,000 miles?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's 18,000 miles, but probably close, Tyson.
All right. Before we get to Danny's bolt hole, let's thank one of our other sponsors today, Happy Socks. Now, we know how important it is to have great socks, especially when you're flying. That's very important to have nice socks. And what HappySocks.com is trying to do is spread happiness by turning an everyday essential into a colorful design piece. They've got so many different styles, from dress, athletic, to low and liner, available for men, women, and children. And they have so many interesting socks, including collaborations that they've done with the Beatles, Wiz Khalifa, Keith Haring, and more. Socks, everybody loves them. It's a great gift for so many different occasions coming up, including birthdays, the holiday season, anniversary gifts, groomsmen, bridal party gifts, baby showers. Tyson, are you a big sock fan?
You are, Tyson. I've seen you wear some pretty interesting
socks. Yeah, I am, but I have been for a long time. It's I've always worn ridiculous socks for probably 15, 20 years. And that used to be the thing I would buy when I'd travel. Instead of buying like a spoon, like some people collect spoon and stuff, mm-hmm. I would collect socks from various locations.
Look, everybody's got a bunch of white socks, different solid color socks. Boring. They're so boring.
So boring.
Check out the assortment on happysocks.com. They sent me some. They look cool. They feel great. Happysocks.com. They got a great offer for the listeners. Use promo code RHAP for 20% off and free shipping on your order at happysocks.com. That's promo code RHAP at happysocks.com for 20% off your order. Okay, Danny, are you ready to take us away into your magical bolt hole?
Let me brace myself.
Okay, here all we right. go, everybody.
And was a man whore.
Oh no, that's the wrong clip. Okay.
What?
Let's try that one again.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. Think you're gonna feel you belong.
Guys, I'm not good at sleeping. Not like a good sleeper. Are you
you're
guys
not?
Good sleepers?
I thought you were.
Yeah, no, for your confession.
I wish I was.
I used to be an awesome sleeper. Now I'm just okay.
Yeah.
So whenever I see an article about sleep and how to improve it or the things that don't improve it, which, by the way, there's a new science on sleep comes out about every 3 months.
Okay.
Right. And it seems somewhat conflicting. But what would you say if I were to ask you, what item should I consume before going to bed to get better sleep? What would you
say? Warm milk.
Alcohol, Tyson?
Yep.
Okay.
No, that's wrong.
That's wrong. But Rob, you are correct. So today's bolt hole is for those of you who can't sleep, which is me. And when you can't sleep, life sucks, as you know. Mm-hmm. And if you go too long without sleep, you'll even begin to hallucinate and possibly die. So this is a very, it's true.
That'd be a hell of a way to go of you die from, like, I think you would just fall asleep before you would die.
No, there are cases of people dying. From staying up?
How many kids did they have?
And how long did they stay up?
Days. Mm-hmm. Days and days and days. Now, you would think that you would fall asleep, but sleep is an interesting part of your psychology.
Were they on like bath salts?
No. Soldiers. They were soldiers. Some of them that died were just soldiers who could have just willed themselves to die because their situation at that time was so miserable that not only had they not slept, but they were also surrounded by the enemy. So a lot going on there. But sleep is an important part. And one thing that bothers me is all the science that comes out about sleep. And it's kind of upsetting because none of it seems to be definitive. There's no like, oh, this is what you do before you go to sleep to fall asleep. It almost sounds as if a lot of people are still using sleep ideas from like 100 years ago. Like burn, you know, like the smells, take a warm bath. And then you hear that temperature matters and that getting too hot isn't a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the most recent thing to come out about sleep. And I'm going to try it because last night I had a rough night. And so this is why this article speaks to me. I actually had a dream that a spider bit me on the neck. It was like one of those half awake, half asleep dreams. And then I woke up. And then, you know, when you start waking up and it's... you start thinking about things and then you can't go back to sleep. It's just a terrible chain of events. So here are some foods you can do. And Rob was right. And I've seen milk several times and some suggest nut-based milk, which I had to look that up. That's almond milk.
Okay.
Just in case you're wondering.
Yes. Thank you.
But milk, what other things would you suggest, Rob? You seem to have a good idea.
Let me think. What else would be good before bed? In terms of food items?
Yeah, food.
I mean, I don't think there's too many. I don't think you should go to bed with an empty, with a full stomach, right?
No, they actually suggest meat, not just turkey, which we all know around Thanksgiving, the tryptophan, which also makes fish something you should eat. But they also say for some reason, eating meat is a good idea.
Elk?
The itis from the meat.
Yeah.
What? Why did you say elk?
I feel like that's the sleepiest of meats now. Bison?
The sleepiest of meats. That is not on here. I'll look into that.
That's the slogan, I think.
Sleepy meats. Oh, you should start a business called Sleepy Meats. Can't have a hard time sleeping? Rob's got the meats for you. Nuts,
mm-hmm.
You know, are also great. So just eat some nuts.
Yeah.
Fish?
Carbs?
Fish is great. It doesn't say carbs.
Mm-hmm.
But fish is great because it has tryptophan, if that's how you say it, just like turkey, right?
Okay.
And then, like it says, warm milk, a banana, a small banana. And, you know, that's
all. That's a big meal to eat before bed, I feel like.
You can eat any one of these items. You don't eat them all together, I guess, unless you really want to knock yourself out.
Yeah.
And if you get invited over, if you're a single person, you get invited over to a dinner and this is all they're serving, be very wary.
All right, Tyson, when we're at the diner at 2 a.m. in Reno in 2 weeks, that I'm going to order all these things.
Yeah, okay. It's a good idea to go to bed after all that gambling because you guys will be wired. Mm-hmm. All the caffeine.
Bring it down.
Gambling. Got to take it down. 24-hour
diner.
Yeah, eat some nuts, maybe a banana, and then some warm milk, just like grandma used to do.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. You're out and you're refreshed and you're ready to lose some money the next day. So this is just
try it tonight, Danny.
I'll try the warm milk tonight. This is for everyone who can't sleep because it's a terrible cycle to fall into. And I've been in that cycle for years. So this is my PSA.
Okay. All right.
There you go. You're welcome.
Good stuff, Danny. Great bolt hole.
Helpful bolt hole.
Okay.
It's a great bolt hole. Such a good bolt hole.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you want to come out and see Tyson and I in Reno, what an all-star panel we're putting together in Reno for Reno It Alls. We got, in addition to Tyson, Adam Klein is going to be there. Boston Rob Mariano, Michelle Fitzgerald, Coach Wade is going to be there. Who else is going to be showing up? We don't even know, who knows, Tyson?
There's always surprises, right, that show up.
Yeah.
Did you already say Michelle Fitzgerald?
I did, I think. I think Kevin Martin is there.
Yes.
A ton of people.
Arlie.
Yeah, Arlie. Karaoke party to follow after the live Survivor viewing party. I mean,
rumor is there might be an open mic comedy, stand-up comedy, which you would have to participate in, Rob.
Is it an open? I heard there was going to be stand-up comedy, but I didn't know it was going to be open mic. That seems dangerous.
It's going to be open mic.
That'd be tough.
Yeah. I don't really have any material.
I don't either, but I'm going to do it.
Yeah. All right. But you could get up there. Yeah, I feel like that you could just improvise, Tyson.
I don't think so, Rob. I think you're the better stand-up comedian of the two of us.
I have to start working on material. I can only either learn how to play poker or work on stand-up material. I can only do one.
You can only do one? Okay. Well, I'm going to see, but that's a rumor is that there's going to be some stand-up comedy. So if you want to come and see me get nervous for the first time in my life, I've ever been nervous. This will be
your nervous sweats and pukes.
Oh, dude, all of it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And shaky voice.
Yeah.
Changing tones where I'm like, my voice is squeaky.
No matter what happens, Tyson, you can't be worse than John Fincher at the Rob is a Podcast roast.
For sure. But even still, even if I'm not worse than him, I still will be ashamed if I'm even close.
Yeah. Check it out. RunItUpReno.com. It's free also. I mean, if you can get there.
It's awesome.
I think people feel like, oh, it's free. Oh, maybe it's not going to be that good. But that's not true.
It's one of the best ones of the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
If you get, look, I know a lot of people can't get to New York. The tickets are hard to get. This is free. And you just show up.
Reno's a close, easy city to get around in. The Peppermill's fairly close to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
You can drive over from Sacramento fairly easy.
Yeah, so get on over there October 24th for Run It Up Reno, and be on the lookout for that. All right, Tyson, you have any reviews, or are people now boycotting giving reviews to this podcast?
After last week's?
Yeah. Danny, no. There's also Spicy Wasabi saying that this is the 3-year anniversary of the News AF podcast.
For me?
I think that there was no News AF podcast before you.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. It was called The Spicin' Hour.
There was a different podcast that was called that.
Yeah.
So yes, that's all true.
Well, much better.
What, how are we going to celebrate?
I don't know. This, I don't know exactly when the first episode was. When was News AF episode number one?
Well, if it's 3 years, then I'm going to have to tell you that it was in October of 2000.
It was, because remember we went to Blab. Remember that, when that was a thing, yeah, Tyson?
That was great.
I'm headed straight to the closest sex couch to celebrate.
Yeah,
we all, and drink some warm milk.
Just take a nap.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I actually have a review here that will be good for you too. Okay. To do as part of this. Stay crushing it, fellas.
Yeah.
Five stars by Bronx Bombers 24. Robin Tyson. It. Yeah. Rob and Tyson are a great supporting cast to the real star of the show, Vascular D. Mm-hmm. Once a lowly galactic salt miner named Skeet Dog, Vascular D has evolved into a no-nonsense reporter focused on one thing: public shaming bad behaving airline passengers. If you're going to do something stupid like stink up the plane with your smelly feet, just know Vascular D is going to cover this and sentence you to a lifetime of greyhounding. Mm-hmm. Thanks for always feeding the positive.
Yes.
Thank By you. The way, I signed off on a text message with Vascular D and instantly regretted it, because I thought that's going to solidify.
That'll get leaked one day.
To who?
To who? To Aaron, someone I run with. I was
Does
like,
he listen to this podcast?
No. Mm-hmm. So for him, there's no context. And then he's going to be like, is he giving himself the nickname Vascular D? And once I use it in reference to myself, then it becomes more real. So I was like, I've just made a huge mistake.
So this is Seldom Seen Smith?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll need to message him and tell him to call you that.
So News AF episode number one was from October 26th. 2015. Rob, Tyson, and Danny Close. Talk about the worst sexy Halloween costumes, stealing suitcases of phones, self-serve checkouts, buying passwords, buying five-star reviews, the dangers of bacon, the length of a foot, the metric system, poker, and more.
We would never talk about the dangers of bacon. There is no danger.
No, we did on October 26th, 2015.
Well, my views have changed since then. Yes. I've matured.
They've matured. So that was so we are coming up on our 3-year anniversary. It is not yet
okay.
The 3-year
anniversary. I've got time to find that sex couch.
Yes. We will actually, Tyson and I will be celebrating it in Reno. We'll be together on October 26th.
Yeah, we will. And you were invited too, Danny, but you refused to meet us in person, face to face.
That sounds like me, actually.
Okay. All right. Tyson, do we have the review or no?
I read the review.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I was too distracted with the 3-year anniversary.
That's okay. When Danny was reading his story, I was too distracted trying to find a review. So now we've all been distracted.
Everybody wins.
We couldn't make this podcast as good as it should have been.
Okay. All right. There you go. All right. Great stuff, everybody. Thanks for watching us here live. We'll be back again next Tuesday. The following week is the tricky one that we'll have to figure out with the Run It Up Reno schedule. But we'll be back on Tuesday, October 16th. Once again, here, if you want to join us live, you can do so in the Group AF Facebook group. You can also watch us on Twitch or on Periscope as well. So we'll be back next week. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre putting this all together. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.